and integrated systems.
With the exception of some dry areas, NK Soybean Product Manager Eric Miller is pleased with the soybean yield seen nationally. Miller says things can be learned from this past year.
You think about soybean yields and some of the things that you can do to drive those, and planting early is always one of those we like to do. It increases yield potential and also allows growers to focus on some other things there in early spring. But agronomics are always key. The trait discussion around Enlist D3 and Extend Flex is the top of mind for everyone. But getting back to the basics and understanding the agronomics and the classification of these products is always where we'll win.
The Enlist E3 technology is a triple-stacked herbicide utilizing 2,4-D choline, glufosinate, and glyphosate. The three modes of action are designed to help farmers deal with weed resistance. Miller says 40 to 45% of U.S. soybean acres will be planted with Enlist varieties in 2021. Miller expects more prepays this year, with farm income given a boost from government payments.
We've also seen a nice run-up in commodity prices, both corn and soybeans, over the last few weeks here. So in general, I think there may be some additional cash for various purchases, input purchases here at the end of the year for tax savings and reasons of that nature. But in general, I think the latest run-up here have most of the farms in a pretty good position heading into 2021.
Whether in this